Let's begin this month, Elva, with a story of a mission built in the late 19th century.
In the Mimbres Valley, which is just about 40 minutes north of Silver City, there's a little mission church standing guard over the Catholic traditions of the people of San Lorenzo. We have a story about this little church, and it includes the adventures of its namesake, St. Lorenzo. And you can visit that feature in Desert Exposure. The church, the saint the church honors, was punished for considering the poor and ill as the treasures of his faith, and the church still stands there for those humble folks it serves, even though it can't hold its festivals. It's just beautiful.
Well, you know, speaking of all kinds of buildings that can't hold the normal crowds they would, especially this time of year, but there are certainly traditions that are continuing. For example, Tularosa.
In Tularosa, on Christmas Eve, they have the tradition of lighting the little bags of dirt and candles that they call luminarias that light the Christ child on his way. And even in this time of epidemic, where so many traditions have gone to computer screens or been canceled altogether, these lights will still shine and line this little town's walls and streets. And anybody can go and drive through the town to see the beautiful rows and rows of Christmas special shininess. Please remember to, I do want to tell everybody to please remember to slow down and switch to their parking lights. There have been accidents where people didn't realize that the cars in front of them were slowing down, so be careful.
Absolutely. And next in Desert Exposure this month is a story on the town of Palomas, which has been hit hard by coronavirus.
The businesses there are truly suffering because nobody really goes to them, and most of them have shut down due to the virus for a while. Many of the people who come up to work in factories and fields are also out of employment because they've been turned away. And one factory business in Deming that employed many people from Mexico actually found more than 40 workers had been tested positive for the COVID. So the folks right across the border are suffering as much or more than we are because of the lack of their ability to interact with the United States.
One of the beautiful visions of New Mexico, and it depends on you know, if you're in the right place at the right time, are the wild horse populations. So you've got a special feature on that this month.
So the writer Lori Ford is this month, she's actually focusing on the wild burros of the country, which are going with the wild horses, and they do get rounded up and they do get sold. And she says that those burros are losing to the needs of Chinese cures. So some of them end up shipped to China to have their hides taken off and boiled, and that substance is used in traditional medicines, face creams, and glue products, which also are imported back to the United States and sold here as well. And she is putting out a plea to people to let their voices be heard about how they feel on this.
Depending on your circumstances, you'll find different ways to have a meaningful holiday season in 2020. Tell us a little bit about what you've collected for Desert Exposure.
So a number of our writers have addressed different holiday issues that come into play in December. We've got writing about caregivers who have to deal with their emotions, artists finding creative ways to share their offerings, ways to create new traditions. Our Raising Dad column talks about party parades. Our publisher's notebook goes into the need to reach out and contact people during this time. And our horse writer, Scott Thompson, suggests we treat people more like we treat horses with his 5 C's, confidence, communication, clarity, consistency, and commitment.
Okay, Elva, have a very happy holiday season, and thank you for the preview of the December issue of Desert Exposure.
Thanks, Casey. Have a great holiday.